Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The Greek authorities have started evacuating thousands of migrants and refugees from a camp at Idomeni near the Macedonian border. About 8,000 migrants have been living at the camp for several months after Macedonia and other countries stopped them moving further north. Yolande Nell reports.
The operation to evacuate Greece's biggest informal refugee camp began at dawn and is expected to take at least a week. There are hundreds of riot police on site, but officials say they won't use force. Journalists are being kept back at a roadblock. The Greek authorities say that residents, including large numbers of children, will be moved to newly completed organized camps where asylum claims can be processed. However, many have been reluctant to leave Idomeni, preferring to stay in sight of the border.
President Obama has set out his plan for a stronger relationship with Vietnam a day after lifting a ban on arms sales that was the last big hurdle between the two countries. Mr. Obama said improving ties 40 years after the end of the Vietnam War were an example to the world of reconciliation.
As Vietnam has transformed, so has the relationship between our two nations. In this way, the very war that had divided us became a source for healing. It allowed us to account for the missing and finally bring them home. It allowed us to help remove landmines and unexploded bombs. Even as we continue to assist Vietnamese with disabilities, including children, we are also continuing to help remove Agent Orange, dioxins, so that Vietnam can reclaim more of your land.
Eritrea is celebrating the 25th anniversary of its independence from Ethiopia. The milestone is being marked with street parades in the capital, Asmara. More people apply for asylum in the EU from Eritrea than from any other African country. But thousands from the diaspora have returned for the celebrations. Our Africa editor, Mary Harper, is there and sent this report.
There are marching bands, girls dressed as butterflies, others as rebel fighters reenacting key moments of the war. Every night, Asmara's main avenue sparkles with lights. Eritrea is well known as a country people run away from, but thousands from the diaspora have come home to join the party.
Mary Harper reporting. Reports from northern Myanmar say dozens of people have feared to be buried under a landslide at a remote jade mine. An official in Kachin State said at least 11 bodies were pulled from the debris at the mine in Pakant. The Mexican authorities have begun exhuming the bodies of more than 100 crime victims buried in an unauthorized mass grave in the central state of Morelos. Investigators worked under a yellow tent as families of missing persons and National Human Rights Commission representatives looked on. This is the World News from the BBC. French police have used tear gas and water cannon to clear striking workers who were blockading an oil refinery in Marseille. Police said protesters threw missiles and set up burning barricades. The protesters are demonstrating against new labor laws. An important minister in Brazil's new government is stepping aside after he was caught on tape allegedly conspiring to obstruct the country's biggest ever corruption investigation. In the recordings, which were released by a newspaper, the planning minister, Romero Jucá, appears to say the impeachment of the suspended president, Dilma Rousseff, would stop investigations into the state oil giant Petrobras. Mr. Jucá, who's close ally of the interim president, Michel Temer, says his comments were taken out of context.
I am going to hand in a document to the public ministry. I am going to speak with President Temer. I am going to ask for leave from the ministry until the public ministry makes its declaration. My executive secretary will take responsibility for the ministry in my place.
An investigation has been opened in Switzerland into a bank linked to suspected embezzlement of $4 billion from a state investment fund in Malaysia. BSI Bank has been linked to the Malaysian state fund 1MDB, which was set up by the Prime Minister Najib Razak. The Malaysian authorities have cleared Mr. Najib of any wrongdoing. In Singapore, the central bank has ordered the closure of the local branch of BSI for suspected money laundering. Archaeologists excavating in northern China say they've unearthed pottery vessels showing that beer was brewed there 5,000 years ago. Researchers in Shaanxi province found traces of barley, millet, grain and tubers used in the fermentation process. The study said it's the earliest instance of beer making in China, though it's known that rice was fermented much earlier. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.